Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and intelligent boys. First of all, first cab off the rank, you've got me, the man currently talking. It's Tommy Dasilo. Sitting to my immediate right, you've got...
Ben Vanel, that's me. I know the difference between left and right. Hello, everyone. Good morning. We just had a coffee. We're feeling ready to go. I love video games and I love friendship.
Is the caffeine currently coursing through your veins?
Yes.
Are you just jacked up and ready to go?
Well, like I'm a long time coffee drinker, so I'm not exactly jacked up, but I am passable.
What's your maximum that you can do in a day before you start feeling just fucking too white?
I reckon like 9 or 10. It happened recently.
Are you kidding?
No, seriously.
That's 9 or 10 is too much.
Yeah, that's about when I start feeling like, you know, jittery.
So if you do 6, you're okay?
Absolutely. Over the course of like a 12-hour day. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, easy.
That's fucking
You're unwell. That's not good.
If I'm sitting at home like working all day at my computer, 6 coffees going down without a batting of an eyelid.
The third one for me is like, that's
really
shit's getting,
if I have 4, I feel like I'm in an earthquake.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I've been drinking coffee since, I think I mentioned this to you guys before, since I was like 11 or something.
Man, if this was alcohol you were talking about.
By the way, Adam Knox is also here.
Oh yeah, hey, this would be the most fucked up conversation. And it's still pretty weird with coffee. I'm thinking about alcohol not because of my life, but because I watched that, Louis Theroux.
Me too. I watched that last night as well.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty full on, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's about...
What happens? Yeah, you kind of just go, whoa!
It's about alcohol addiction. And they talk to some... Like, he goes up and talks to some, like, properly addicted to alcohol people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But full on shaking, walking with canes.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because all the people that he talks to, they're all alcoholics, but they're all... You know, you view in your head is the alcoholic of, like... They've lost everything and they're on the street.
Yeah.
These are people who still have their lives.
I used to be on Wall Street, that kind of guy.
they've still got their jobs and their houses and stuff, but they're like, and they're kind of in and out of recovery.
And it's really interesting how like pretty much all of them you can see like, oh, cool, it's an anxiety disorder. Not cool.
Yeah.
But like.
Oh, sick.
No, I mean,
rad.
Like, oh, this is something else that's making this happen to you.
Right,
and it's something that is really interesting because he doesn't make a big point of it in the thing, but that... alcoholism is often like a misdiagnosed or is a symptom of something deeper, of like an anxiety disorder or whatever.
Yep.
And it gets that across really well.
You don't just become an alcoholic if everything's fine and there's nothing else going on.
Exactly. You just love alcohol.
Well, that guy, was it Joe or John?
Joe, yeah.
Joe. He's like a 32-year-old history teacher or something.
Yep.
He was a professor and he just lost it one day, basically.
Yep.
But it comes out that it was because of a breakup and he didn't get a new promotion or something that he wanted.
Yep.
And his other problem is like his mum... His mum is dead.
She
lives
died of alcohol
somewhere else. So he's
stuff.
Kind of got like no support network around. So when he is feeling like the chips are down, he's got no one in his life who he can be like, hey man, I need help.
And he's clearly, you can tell that he's like, what's like a nice way of saying clingy? You know what I mean? He needs like, human contact,
we
all do, except for me because I'm an island. But
did I I don't know if you had this response. I was watching it with my housemate, and without irony, halfway through, I found it so heavy. I turned to my housemate and went, "Fuck, I could go a beer right now."
I had the opposite. I
really?
Felt like, "Oh boy, man, alcohol is pretty bad for you."
Hmm.
Yeah,
you guys should just take a little stop in at Starbucks.
I like the idea of someone watching it, and it's like everything in there is like a trigger for them. It's like the guy who's like really upset about missing his dad. It's like, "Oh, I miss my dad." Oh fuck, that woman in the background's got red hair. Fuck, me ex had red hair.
Oh, like, she's French up in the France.
Yeah, how many people like is Louis trying to like sort of not solve a problem but shine a light on it? How many people are watching it and just actually having their lives destroyed further because of this documentary that Louis put out in
the
world?
I know a lot of the people listening to this probably haven't seen it, but it's pretty good. And all Louis Theroux documentaries are good.
We should get Louis in here when he's in the country.
Yeah, yeah. We did talk about that.
I think he might be here right now. Oh, hello, Louis.
Hello. How are you, boys?
I think Louis might be on his way to becoming the new Michael Caine in terms of like bad comedy impressions because he's just easy enough that everyone thinks they can do him.
Yep.
But still there's like a little extra element that...
When it's good, it's great.
Yeah. We should get Ben Russell back on the show.
Yeah,
we should.
That's what I was going to say.
When's that Scientology movie coming out?
It's already been shown.
My Scientology movie?
Yeah.
He put a little clip of it online.
No, I'm making one. How many times is that joke going to be made?
It's about how Scientology has changed my life for the better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Russell Brand's coming out with one, My Scientology-wology movie. Fuck Russell Brand. I'm taking a bold stance on this podcast.
No, I agree. I used to listen to Russell Brand's podcast all the time in 2006.
Me too.
And it was real funny.
Mm.
But
used to have Simon Amstell as a guest quite regularly.
Him and Gervais. Both like two British guys who I've completely lost interest in.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I do not lose interest in British guys easily. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, Gervais is such a tough one.
He makes, like, he's fucking, he's almost gone to the point of like a Cosby or something where I can't watch his older work now.
Well, it's
because of who he's turned out to be.
It makes it very clear that Stephen Merchant was like a real genius. Like,
yeah.
Well, but then even I haven't seen a lot of Stephen Merchant's stuff on his
own. Or at the very least, their dynamic is why The Office and Extras were...
By the way, a friend of ours tweeted something about Ricky Gervais.
Oh, yeah.
Not even atting him
in. Yeah, he just said, wrote the words Ricky Gervais.
Which I thought was very funny. He said, every conversation I'm in is me trying to not come across like Ricky Gervais in Talking Funny.
Which is
for those that don't know, is a chat show that he put together.
It's got Jerry Seinfeld,
the titans
Chris
Rock. Of stand-up talking about stand-up. Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, Louis C.K.
Yeah.
And then Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
He's inserted himself into the pantheon
like
of great
little,
stand-ups.
Like the little fucking henchman with the actual like mob boss. He goes like, what he said. He's that little guy.
Oh, and they all go around and it's like, what was your first joke that you wrote in stand-up? And, you know, Louis is about something that was happening in politics back at the time, and Seinfeld's is about a very particular street sign that was near his apartment that he lived in at the time, and then they get to Gervais and his was about a list that he read on the internet. It's like, Jesus Christ. But so our friend Roland just tweeted that statement without even including Ricky in the tweet, and Ricky's done a bit of self-Googling, and then wrote back to him and had a crack and was like, oh, what, the guy that put it together and made all the money? Yeah, my bad.
Whenever someone goes like, but I made all the money from that, Frankie Muniz always does it.
Yeah.
If you look at Frankie Muniz's Twitter, it's a lot of people going like, where's fucking Malcolm in the Middle these days? And him going like, sitting on a bed made of $26 million, cunt.
Yeah.
And it's so depressing. Like,
It's so good. It's like when you're at high school and a kid would get bullied and they're like, but my dad's real rich. It's like that.
Yeah,
it's just
totally.
Like the worst,
and it's a shame to see someone like Frankie Muniz do that, but I guess life is unfair.
Oh.
End the podcast. Short one this week.
End your lives.
End your life.
No, I think
end my life. The guy who makes all the money from this podcast. I should end my life. Yeah, cool. All right.
Okay, so video games.
Right. So I wanted to mention something. So our listeners, our fans, the filth, they've started a Steam group. Which has like a bunch of members already, like 23 members.
Oh, wow.
And filthy casuals.
Because you've been saying this like, there's a group for us on Steam.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've deliberately held off asking you how many people were in it.
Yeah.
Because I thought that the number would really depress me. I thought it'd be like three people.
It was started, I think, yesterday. Like, because I like to have Steam open, so... if you're a friend with me on Steam, you can just chat to me at any time. So I just get a lot of little pop-ups from our fans who have added me over the past couple of weeks. And one guy just went, hey.
What a depressing life. Just sitting at your computer up there in the hills, drinking 48 coffees a day, just with Steam constantly open, begging people to talk to you.
Replying immediately, very, very quickly.
Constantly typing on like three keyboards.
Yeah. but someone just kind of like popped up and went, hey, do you mind if I make a Steam group for the film?
What if you had said yes? Please don't.
Yeah, please do not. So I was just like, I don't even know what that means, really.
Mm.
So they did it, and now what it means is like, it's kind of like a message board thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a heading, a description, you can join it, and then you can post like topics of discussion.
Oh, cool.
So there's only one at the moment.
Can you post in there?
Yeah.
Start a poll about which one of us is the sexiest.
Oh. All right, we'll have to post photos.
There's only one. Keep in mind, I sleep in a watermelon. So if you play your cards right, you might get a little bit of.
The only topic at the moment is what's the best fruit to sleep in.
Is it really?
No, no, it's not really.
It could have been. I haven't seen it.
I keep thinking. I just every couple of days, as Con the Fruiterer once said, that'll just.
Speaking of fruit,
that'll just pop into my head, and it still hasn't worn off. It delights me so much.
That's very good.
Real nice little bedspread I got going on.
But yeah, there's a group called the Filth, semicolon, Filthy Casuals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's 23 members.
Great.
Join. It's good for like if you want to like party up in multiplayer games.
Party
up. I couldn't remember the rest of the words to ante up. Doesn't matter.
Oh. Nab that fool.
Yeah,
party up. Kidnap that fool.
That's the one.
All right.
Glad we got that.
I just heard that song today. It's in the trailer for the new Adam. This is what I was doing when you guys turned up.
Yeah,
watching the trailer
Sandler's
for the new Adam Sandler Netflix movie.
Oh.
It actually doesn't look terrible.
It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks all right.
Yeah.
I'm such a... I mean, we're all the same generation. We're Adam Sandler. Very... influential comedy figure when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, timeless. I'm still holding out hope that he's just going to do a bit of a 180 from where he's currently at and we'll get another great...
I don't think he cares anymore. I know. And I don't think it's possible
for him
to. But
what if he could suddenly McConaughey or something and just suddenly go like, all right, I'm going to be...
It's too late though. This is what, you know what, the dramatic things that he's done...
No, it's too late.
He's so good in, like in Rain Over Me and Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah.
I wish that at that crossroads he had just done that and just gone full drama,
but he wouldn't have made as much money as anything else that he's ever done.
I know, that's true.
He loves money.
Hey, don't we all?
yeah
as Adam Sandler, the guy who's making all that money, should make a good movie.
Here's what he should do.
Sure.
Be in a couple of Wes Anderson films, you fuckhead.
The Ridiculous Six is like the most watched movie on Netflix ever.
Is it really?
Ever.
I tried to watch it. I got 10 minutes in. It's boring.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Not even that it's not funny, just nothing happened.
Fuck. I don't like Werewolf Guy. What's his name? Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
And he's in it like just crossing his eyes the whole time, and it really made me decide not to watch that movie ever.
How do you know he was crossing his eyes the whole time?
Because I saw the trailer.
Oh.
And he's like, I'm just from a farm.
It's great that by all accounts before it came out, a pretty racist, very unfunny Adam Sandler film comes out. Knox decides to not watch it based on the fact that the werewolf guy's in it.
Yeah, but then he's also doing anyway.
Look, I love jokes at the expense of Native American Indians as much as anyone else, but as soon as you get that werewolf cunt in, I am out.
If this movie was just all blackface and no Taylor Lautner, I'd be in. But
what do we got? We got some questions. So yeah, the fact is, do you want to give out you can just search it.
Just search it
on
Steam.
Yeah.
Also, like people just keep like adding me every single day, which is cool. but if you just click on my profile, it'll be there.
I've gotten a few ads on the old PSN network, the PlayStation network, since we promoted it last.
Yep.
Haven't added any of them back. Really sweating them out. Really keeping them all in the holding pen just to...
No, I'm building up a base of followers for when I finally become a cult leader. I just...
Yeah.
Boom.
PlayStation,
flip the switch.
PlayStation Network is how most great rallies or whatever get organized.
Hey, yeah, the internet's never brought together groups of people behind one cause. You fucking idiot.
Yeah,
that's what it will be, though. That's literally how it will. The next
Arab Spring will be through Xbox Live.
It'll be like a Call of Duty game where that's where it'll start off and there'll be like a guy on that.
We have to overthrow this dictator or my name isn't Horsecock 460. Should have said 420.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't.
No, that's funnier because he's like, he's fucked it by, he could have had it, but he, you know.
It's because it's 420 every day and I smoke 40 joints every day. That's why it is. Let's go get Saddam.
Now, before you continue, these questions are coming through to our Twitter, which is Filthy Cass Pod.
Yep, at Filthy Cass Pod.
Yeah, just tweet at us and we'll respond. Like, we're about to now.
Dominic asks, what game you've ever played? Oh, no. I made him.
He just wants to know what games we've played. All right, let's start from the start.
I made him
Super Mario Brothers, Pac-Man.
I made him sound like an idiot, but it was me. Worst game you've ever played?
Oh,
I asked because I just pulled out Sonic 06, and I'm now booked for cancer treatment.
Jesus.
I hope that's not separate and true.
Now this is in my wheelhouse.
Tell me you'll feel this one.
Worst game I've ever played? That day-to-day worry of whether or not I'll make it.
Oh.
Sonic 06, is that the one?
It's the 360 one where...
Was that like, just called Sonic the Hedgehog, where they like kind of did a bit of a reboot and everything?
And he fucks a human in it. I don't think he fucks it, but it's important.
No, the love interest is a human, yeah. I played the... our friend Kate, who I think we should have on the show at some point.
Yeah.
She's into games. Kate Dennett, Melbourne comedian.
Yeah.
She had an Xbox at one point. I was around at her house playing the Sonic the Werewolf one.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking hate that one.
Man,
yeah, that Taylor Lautner bullshit.
Because it's like...
Your favourite game is Pocahontas.
Is there a werewolf they kill in that?
No, you just like Native Americans.
Oh, right.
There's a... all the Sonic, actual Sonic stuff in it.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Yep.
But then there's these bits where you're a werewolf just walking around. It's really slow. It's really...
It's like Twilight Princess.
But they keep trying to do this 3D stuff in the Sonic games now.
Yeah,
Well, they have to because everything's 3D. And they've never quite gotten it to be...
Yeah.
Like...
They never did the Mario 64 thing.
Yeah, it's so weird how they just never quite worked out how to do it properly.
It's crazy in this age of like, you know, sort of retro reboots being the thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
That they... haven't really done that. They did Sonic 4, but it was all 3D, and it was still 2D, but it was all 3D graphics.
Yeah.
The 2D movement.
The start of Sonic Adventure was really cool. I remember really enjoying that, where you're... It is like traditional Sonic, but just like...
Yeah.
It's kind of like 2.5D.
Yeah, oh, that's right. With the whale and
the whale
shit.
Starts chasing you. It was like, okay, cool, we're in. Mm. And then all of a sudden it's all this like exploration bullshit, and there's like a... big fucking cat with a fishing rod.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to think. Worst game I've played. I don't really... Because I don't go in on something unless I'm...
Give up quick.
Pretty certain that I'm going to...
Look through my Steam.
Like it. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like I said, I've gone back in on Far Cry Primal and just not... Mm. not. It's not grabbing me in the way that it did on the first playthrough.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's the worst thing I've ever played.
I've been disappointed by stuff, I guess.
Like, yeah.
I didn't really like Donkey Kong Country. I'd never played it. And like a couple of years ago, I sort of went, oh, maybe I'll try Donkey Kong Country.
Mm.
And I thought it sucked.
Okay.
The original SNES one. Like,
yeah.
It just, the movement was real jerky and floaty and terrible. And I think it's just one of those things where you had to be there at the time. And then you can revisit it if you were there. I just...
Knox was... gesturing wildly while he had his phone in his hand, and he lost grip on his phone as if he's never held a phone above a certain height before. Your phone basically did a kickflip off the side of your head.
It was mad.
It was really cool. I've had a normal amount of coffees. I feel
weird. Did you have a tech deck when you were a kid?
I fucking loved it.
Oh, man. How good were tech decks?
Man,
I had one. I was like, I don't get it.
Really?
What do you mean?
Fucking
flipping
nerd.
Around your fingers. I had a real skateboard.
Nah, yeah. I had a real skateboard and two tech decks, and I'd go and do tricks with all three of them at once.
I have a theory that's pretty blue. The tech deck was just training for fingering.
Oh, shit.
Think about the little motion you had to pull. This is awful.
This is terrible.
That's why girls always fuck guys with tech decks.
Oh, yeah. Here's a game that was very bad. Watch Dogs.
Oh, okay. Right.
I got it on PC, which might have made it worse because it wasn't fun to play either. Like, you weren't like sitting on your couch, just it was like mouse, keyboard, real like awkward, jerky, just like pop-ups everywhere. All the kind of interacting with the world around you was just horribly
because it was apparently, it was sort of at the time, I remember it was like there was so much hype about it. It was like,
it was
this is going to be revolutionary gameplay.
Yeah.
Like, this is the thing, whenever a thing is like you can hack into systems and just take over, it's like all that means is you walk up to a lamppost and it's like, press X to fucking pull this lamppost down. Cool.
Yeah,
like,
that's all it was.
Yeah.
And then everything else that could have been interesting was so awkwardly done, it wasn't fun.
You know, L.A. Noir I was really excited about, and then it was good for the first, like, third and really dropped off.
Yeah.
That game was a mess because it was fun when it was you being a detective.
Yeah.
And then it got into all this shooting stuff that wasn't very good, too much of that sort of thing, and it didn't seem to know what it wanted to be anymore. But apparently, like, the development of that was a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Right. Did you hear about all the fucking Rockstar, like, the big lawsuit thing?
No.
I heard that, so there was an Australian company that worked on it that got shut down or something?
It did the work, and then the US company, or the Scottish company, the Scottish one, I think, Rockstar North, had to come in and tighten it up and fix it.
Right.
Well, it's this guy, Leslie Benzies, right?
Mm.
He is like the third, because you know how it's the Hauser brothers? Mm-hmm. At the start of like GTA and everything, it always says like fucking Sam and Dan Hauser.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like the ones. And Leslie Benzies got fired. And he was like the third guy, basically.
Right.
And so there's this big, like, $150 million lawsuit or something. Like a real, maybe $500 million. Mm.
Isn't this because they made a film about Rockstar?
They did, yeah.
And it's, but it's like it focuses on some kind of real boring part of their, it's just really procedural, yeah. And like.
Mm. And it's Harry Potter in it and stuff, yeah. Like that. And it doesn't sound good. But so this guy, Leslie Benzies, is suing them because he was saying like, I did all this fucking work and they're, yeah, not giving me, like I made that GTA Online, which has made $500 million now.
Yeah, yeah.
All that sort of stuff. And it sounds like a fucking awful place to work as well. Mm. Like apparently they just actually try to be rock stars all the time. That's why they called it that. And they're real like, yeah, man, it sounds like a call center going like, we work hard and we play hard.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Big Pong in the corner, everyone are boo-boos, woo. Yeah.
Like the Wolf of Wall Street of video game developers.
Yeah.
Except making a little bit of noise down the street. We're a little unconventional in how we do things.
Yeah. Which I've worked for a startup. And what that means is like the director who's like, had the idea, hired all the people, like, yeah, done all that stuff. He's in his office doing cocaine all the time.
Yeah, he's drunk on a Segway.
And then he comes outside and yells at people for a bit and then goes back in.
Exactly.
And half the people aren't getting paid and it's just horrible.
Apparently that's what it is there.
Yeah.
He's drunk on a Segway.
That boss had like a replica lightsaber.
Yeah, they all do. They all have some shit like that. Yeah. They all walk around with like, hey man, I bought Hulk gloves, and he punches you and he goes, oh, Hulk out or whatever. He's like, yeah, all right, fucking work harder.
That's exactly what it is.
And then he walks back and he jumps out the window because he's depressed for real. But like, man, anyway, really interesting. You should read about it if you get the time. But what were we talking about?
I'm still scratched because I'm sure I did. I don't reckon I've played a game that I've genuinely hated in, you know, like 10 years or whatever because I'm on my own budget. But I reckon when I was a kid, when I would like rent stuff from the video store, mm-hmm, I'm sure I had some dodgy 64 games and SNES games, but I just, again, I think I would have just gotten them and then traded them in or...
Frankenstein for the original Game Boy.
Oh, okay. No yep.
Clay Fighter, I remember hating.
Clay Fighter, you know what? Clay Fighter on the 64, this really weird thing happened where they... I remember following it in the magazines at the time and being really hyped for it because I thought it looked really cool and funny and cartoony.
Yeah.
And then it came out and it looked not as good as the screenshots had and all these characters were missing from it. I think it was like they had to meet the deadline and they rushed it out. And I remember being so bummed because it was like you're playing it and it was like a different thing from like looking at the screenshots going, where are these characters? Like there was this one set of characters that were in all the screenshots that was like these three little voodoo kids like on each other's shoulders and they all had little tribal masks and stuff. I was like, oh, that looks cool.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
And then they were just weren't in the game. Like,
yeah. I remember the big thing with that game was always like, fucking Earthworm Jim's in this game.
Yes. And right. Boogerman.
And then Earthworm Jim 3D for the 64 sucked as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was that weird transitionary period where some franchises kind of worked out how to bring it into 3D, but most of them just went, okay, we've got to... Remember that? Remember that period where like nothing was 2D?
Yeah.
And now it's like back to kind of
and
everything is 2D.
They couldn't figure it out
again.
Sometimes. Mm. And they're like, oh, guess that's the end of Bonk.
Yeah. There was a great game called Mischief Makers on the 64 that was like nothing had been 2D in ages. And then it was like, nah, fuck it. We're just still going to do it. And everyone went, wow, this is still fun. This
that
is
game
like,
was great. It had all like weird secrets in it and stuff. Yeah. I remember that game was cool.
That was really cool. I wish I could remember. Maybe I'll do a bit of homework and try and think of. I remember I did play some genuine shit games because there just wasn't the easy way of finding out. You'd just go on the box art.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what else we got?
This guy, X-R-I-S, so his name is probably Chris again.
Or Cyrus.
Or Cyrus, or X-Rice.
Yeah.
I prefer the third one, yeah.
Play Clash Royale is all he says. I've heard of that game. It's a mobile game and apparently it's actually genuinely quite good.
Okay. What is it like? Is it like Clash of Clans or something?
Yeah, it is. It's by the same people and you sort of you team up and you fight wars and stuff. I haven't really looked into it.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe we will. X-Rice.
Yep.
Jack asks, what VR stuff, if any, are you planning on getting? Have you tried any out? None of us have tried any.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what is even coming up. But
well, I'll... so like most of it's all come out now. And right. I've been looking at, you know, write-ups about it, and they're all pretty like, yeah, it works, but there's nothing for it.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you should buy this for unless you really it's want gonna to be have an early to be, adopter.
Yeah. I mean, for the first year or whatever, it's going to be just tech demos.
Yeah. Yeah.
There'll be a Watch Dogs style thing where it'll be like, this is the one that I reckon will... There'll be a couple of near misses. Yeah. But... I got to be honest, I want to go in day one.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, not to sound gross, I'm going in on porn.
Yeah.
Day one. I've just got to see what it's like. But I'm going to... Yeah, are you kidding yourself if you tell yourself
You're not going to be able to watch porn with PlayStation VR.
Really?
Yeah, because you have to buy everything through the Sony store.
Oh, man. Porn on there, won't they?
My girlfriend told me I'm not allowed to even try VR porn. She's worried she'll, like, lose me.
She's got low self-esteem. If she doesn't think she can beat a 3D model.
I know, it's ridiculous. But also, it is like that kind of thing where we've discussed it. It's like, we don't know what VR is going to be like for our brains.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll be real honest with you guys right here. Mm-hmm. I got a new TV.
Yeah.
With a bit of my comedy festival income.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got myself a new TV. It was on special, and it's very big.
Yep.
And I live in a small apartment, and so it's a large TV, and it sort of takes up most of my vision.
Yeah.
I was like, huh, I'm going to hook my computer up to this, and I'm going to watch some porn.
Yeah.
And it was too big.
Wow.
But, like, because human
the first
beings
time that's
on
been
that
said
screen.
In your bedroom.
Ayo!
Yeah.
We'll shut down the podcast.
Yeah, everyone always says, oh, no, it's just right, or whatever. Fucking Three Little Bears. What are they called? Goldilocks. Nah.
No.
Yeah, Goldilocks. Yeah, that's
both are correct.
Anyway.
Both were correct, yeah.
It's weird seeing, it doesn't feel right to see a person who takes up your whole vision like that and looks like the size of a normal human being.
I was going
to
say, like one-to-one. That's, yeah.
And I don't imagine that VR porn will be this fucking world-ending thing that everyone thinks.
That it is. I mean, we've talked about this, but we already have a lot of problems, I think, with younger people with the ease of and the immersiveness of porn and the way it can surround your life. And this is like a pretty, a kind of pretty interesting, weird prospect.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess that stuff's all going to be hidden behind a paywall. At least, like, you're going to have to still. Even if you don't
I guess there's more.
You're not
going
to be able to get it for free, which I think is the big thing.
No, there's no piracy in the porn world.
Well, I was going to say, the people tried to put up barriers when the internet came out, and then boom, no.
Yeah, Arab Spring, baby. These barriers don't mean anything.
Yeah,
I'm on Xbox Live.
You've been reading a lot about the Arab Spring lately?
No, I've been reading about this fucking Rockstar lawsuit. But anyway.
But just quickly, just you saying you bought a new TV reminded me of this. I went into a Dick Smith the other day, and it was the most depressing.
It's insane,
God. I went into the one in Victoria Gardens because I was meeting someone there, and I was a little early, and I was like, oh, I wonder if, like, I know they're closing down, like they had a big closing down sale out the front. I was like, oh, maybe I'll just get lucky and be able to score a little monitor for my laptop or a game that I don't have for $20. And it's literally, they're right at the tail end of the closing down sale. So it's all shit that no one else has wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're
literally
just
full of shopping bags.
It's half closed. It's half closed off and half empty.
Right. Yep.
There's like upbeat pop music playing in there, which is doing nothing to disguise the sadness.
Fuck. Yeah. It should just be like a funeral dirge.
Yeah. And like they're selling the shop fittings now. So it's like, there's like big metal railing things where you plug the, they have the hooks coming off and like the stuff in packages hanging off.
Yeah.
There'll just be a sticker on that going, make us an offer. Someone's coming in and going, that fucking...
Fucking, what do you reckon? Fuck, $5 for your fucking walls there.
If you're opening a store, go get in there.
I might go down there today, actually, and just have a look around.
What did you... Do you get anything from the food court there in Victoria Gardens?
I went to IKEA and I had the meatballs.
Very nice. That little fucking jam they put with the meatballs.
Yeah, the cranberry sauce.
Great.
Cranberry sauce, that's the one.
Oh, the IKEA meatballs, so good. Someone was giving me shit for... not getting the chips and getting the mash instead.
Mash is great.
Fuck that
mash
shit.
Is really
mash
great.
Is fantastic.
Yeah,
it's
mash
meatballs
is
and mash.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
Who was giving you shit for that?
True fatheads know. You scoop, if you can get a bit more, you can scoop a bit of your mash on with each mouthful
of
meatballs.
And you get a little bit of cranberry in there.
Yeah.
You got a little party going on in your mouth, and guess who's invited?
Yeah.
Not you, fucking Chippy McJudge cunt.
Yeah.
This person couldn't understand why you would overlook chips, and it's like, man, I've just done the festival for a month.
Yeah.
I've had my fill of chips for a bit. I need a break from the chippies.
I've had too many chips in my lifetime.
Here you go, chips and coffee, that's all you eat. I reckon chips aren't even that good.
Yeah, I agree.
I would take virtually any other side over chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll agree. If there's an option between chips and...
like onion rings,
you know what's
maybe
happening a lot now? Oh, yeah. Tater tots.
Tater tots, yes.
Oh, I love a gem. Yep. Oh. I love a gem.
Yep.
Diamond in the rough.
What?
I don't know why I said
Royal
that.
Stacks in Cold yeah. Street. Have you guys been? In
no,
Melbourne?
I've been real past good. The Sydney Road one. There's a Sydney Road one.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah.
That's good intel.
Anyway, yeah. We should probably start talking about video games again.
Please, what do you got?
Well, I had one more thing. It's about, you know those Humble Bundles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody posted on our wall
thing
about
Nintendo
one. Oh,
yeah, Nintendo have just...
Yeah, yeah. There's one where, you know, you can play the games that you buy on it on a Wii U and a 3DS, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever happened.
I've got
before.
A 3DS that I never use. Maybe I should get some cheap games.
The stuff on it isn't great.
No?
It's like...
There's great 3DS games. What are you talking about?
No, in the bundle.
Oh, the bundle. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, also that, I have like three games.
None of it's Nintendo stuff. It's called the Friends of Nintendo thing.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of indies that are apparently pretty cool, but there's no like big, like on all the other ones you'll see like big games and all of a sudden like $3. But hey, you know what? The fact that it's started is cool.
I'm really pleased that Nintendo's moving into the 21st century here a little.
But is that anything to do with them?
Like 16 years.
Is that anything to do with them, or is that just?
But they had to. They surely have the codes or whatever for the 3DS and for the Wii U. Like they must.
But surely it's the developers going. You pay here, and then we give you the code, and then you go on there and enter that in, and you get it.
Sure, but I would imagine Nintendo had to be involved on some level.
Sure.
I don't know why.
Okay. True. Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I looked at it and went, there's nothing in here that really grabs me. So you know, but cool. But cool if that starts. Hopefully Nintendo themselves start getting... Because this is the thing. I don't know if I've said this yet, but the PlayStation Store is so good.
Yeah.
Like, they just constantly are having sales where big top-tier games are reduced by, like, $20.
Yeah.
Which Nintendo never do. They every now and then, if a new Mario game's coming out, they'll go,
crazy.
Hey, Mario World is $4 off. But they never, their big own, like, their big titles for that system...
They like, stay at like $100 for 5 years. It's
first
really
of all, they're
crazy.
Like $20 to $30 more expensive than they'd just be at the shop.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, they never slash them. Whereas like, yeah, stuff regularly on the PS Store is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, it's nuts as well. Like the Wii U is still really expensive. And like, if they were real cheap, I'd think about getting one because there's stuff on it that I like. But... with like that new one coming out soon, and
but they're trying to drive you to the e-store with Nintendo. It's like there's no reason to use it because it's more expensive, and then you can't on-sell it. Like at least
it's stuck on your console.
Yeah,
as well,
if you
right?
only so pay $20 for something on the PlayStation Store, it's like okay, you can't get rid of it, but whatever, it was $20. Yeah, it's fun with it. Who cares?
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. Let me ask you this. This is a question I had for you guys, Ben. You came around here last night. And we were talking. We spend a bit of social time together. We don't just hang out on the air. We see each other in real life.
Yeah, we do.
We were talking about the NX. And, I mean, if they're saying this thing's coming out at the end of the year, we've got to be getting an announcement soon, sure.
Yeah, it'll be at E3, right? Like,
it probably will be, because that's shareholder time and whatever.
And fucking news channels and whatever are paying attention.
And we were just talking about...
Which means it has to be good. They're banking on it being a very impressive launch if they're going to do that.
Because now that Star Fox is out, which feels like was their last big
Zelda,
thing for the
Zelda
week,
is the only other one.
But yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but it is looking like it's going to be...
Definitely.
It'll be on both. Anyway, we were talking about what they would have to do to get back on top, to gain some kind of... foothold back in the market without just dissolving Sega style and just making Mario games for the
Which
iPhone.
Is what I think might happen.
Yeah.
I would totally be okay with that if they were making games for the PlayStation.
I know.
Fucking
it would,
sweet.
It would be heartbreaking, but it would make things a lot
Their consoles have never been the thing about them though.
Sure.
They've kind
of
been a hindrance to the games a lot of the time.
Look, in 5 years I wouldn't care. Initially I would just find it fucking weird.
It'd be
strange. Very,
playing Sonic on a GameCube.
And now, who cares?
Yeah.
But my question is, like we were saying, you know, with the PS and the Xbox, the PlayStation can play Blu-rays, and they're like, you know, you and I, Ben, were talking about how it's I'm looking at my Apple TV going, I have no need for this now.
Yeah,
I might get rid of it.
Yep.
Do you think it's possible, assuming Nintendo don't do all that stuff with this new system, which they should do, but which they've never done before, so I kind of can't see them doing. Do you think it's possible for a system to be big and successful in the way that they need to be without it being an all-in-one media center at the same time?
Yes.
I think it is possible, but I don't think that Nintendo are going to pull it off.
No, The answer is VR porn. That's all Nintendo it needs to do is start getting Yoshi and shit into some compromising situations.
Princess
that
Peach.
You can view from any angle. Not Princess Peach. Yoshi.
Bring Wapeach it.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like,
but do I honestly, I just can't see why if consumers have a choice between, oh, well, this one plays Blu-rays as well and I can watch Stan on
the
it.
The fact that they brought out the Wii, and the Wii U, right, that doesn't play like Blu-rays or no. DVDs.
It doesn't play anything. You can get Netflix on it, but yeah.
Right.
That's
the biggest
it.
Problem yeah. for Nintendo is, well, I don't know if it's the biggest one, but like, so all the Blu-ray stuff is for like people our age and up sort of market, right?
Yeah.
And that traditionally has never been what Nintendo's gone for. But children these days, hearing stuff from like people who are teachers and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Kids think that mobile games are games.
Yep.
Minecraft is a game.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Consoles are for old people. They're your dad's thing. They're shit. They're vinyl.
So do you think maybe they're now going to just embrace that and go, because they did
handheld only? They're going to be forced to.
Yeah. The Wii U was so, and they did do it a bit. To be fair, the Wii was all very like entry level. Let's get your grandma and your 2 year old
families. Yeah.
And then Wii U. Even though the controller was kind of gimmicky, the games on it like have a lot of depth. Like they actually were making, you know, Mario Kart 8, Smash Brothers, Mario World, they were actually making games that had depth to them that were
they
actually
brought out
for gamers for the first time in ages without just being all this
if
extra
they
add-on
had
bullshit.
Brought out, like created, imagine if they designed a new normal controller that was as good as the DualShock or the Xbox One and just brought out the Wii U with that and said, here's a console that plays good games with a normal controller.
You can use your
would've
phone.
Would have gone so much better, I reckon.
If you can use your phone as the Wii U pad,
sure,
that'd be fucking smart.
Yep.
I mean, that was the crazy, that was the weird choice was that everyone already has a thing with a screen that's more responsive than the gamepad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And a better resolution and like everything about like a modern phone is better. And I guess this is 4 years ago or whatever when they launched the Wii U.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a little different.
It feels like this is all we talk about now, but it's such a fascinating crossroads that they're at where you'd hope to God that they're in a boardroom somewhere like that all this stuff has been taken on.
Yeah.
But
it feels
who knows how susceptible they are to the response, because we talked last week in our Skype episode about how I was potentially going to go and get Star Fox.
Yeah.
I just can't be fucked. And it just seems everyone says like the control scheme sucks, but even beyond that, the game is just like fine.
Yeah.
Like it's not even that worth persevering through.
And
so hopefully they've been really damaged by that. As is this being the last hurrah of the Wii U.
I can kind of see them going, their big announcement being like, we're handheld only. Maybe the NX is a handheld console that interacts with mobile.
I think it'll
go the other direction. Well, they'll go, hey, this is a console that plugs into your TV, but guess what? Your phone works with it, and we're doing it.
Yeah.
Because the 3DS still goes well for them.
That's what I'm thinking, because there's no
challenger in the market.
Yeah, like, exactly.
But there is. It's these things. I'm holding
on
my phone.
Yeah, true. But in terms of console and actual games with depth to them. And the 3DS is a great console.
Yeah, it is.
The 3DS has a lot of really great games.
That's like that second screen integration is perfect. Like, it's really, really good.
Well, because they're right there, so it's basically one big screen.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is the thing. This is what, when you read about the gamepad, it was like, oh, that's kind of weird. And then you think about it and you're like, oh, it's kind of just like the 3DS where you've just got the second screen right underneath your main screen. And for playing things like Zelda games, it is great. Like going back to, like I've been playing a lot more Ratchet and Clank and you watched me play a bit last night, Ben.
Yeah.
The switching out weapons thing, you've got to hold a button down and you're in the middle of battle and it's kind of like, oh, what button was that kind of assigned to again?
Yeah.
Just going from that to that, from having played the Wind Waker a fair bit, where it's all just there on the bottom screen.
Yeah.
You got your boomerang, just touch it.
Yep.
That should have been used so much. That should have been implemented so much more.
Totally.
And it's such a great idea.
Well, and that works when your screen is like 10 more buttons or whatever. But when the screen is a second screen, like with Star Fox, where you got to pay attention to two things.
Yeah. So having a look down at it. Yeah. Using it as a simple inventory screen, I think, is like a great concept. And it's stupid that just didn't get used more.
I never used the
like app. Have a 3D Mario game like Galaxy 3 where you can pick up a million items. You know, like build that into, like evolve Mario in that way.
Yeah.
Yep.
I never used the Fallout 4 app with the menu and stuff. Did you use that?
I only used it to like show Ben Russell what level I was up to.
Did it work? Oh, yeah. So you never played the game with it.
No.
Because I always thought that would be cool, just switching through, picking your gun there and then going for it.
No, and I don't think that would have made sense because, like, with the PS4, like, that's what I was playing it on. It is just like you move your finger slightly, like 1 inch that way, press a button, and then you're in the inventory.
Like no, sure, but it's just like being able to scroll through it quickly. Like you can do menus more quickly on
I guess,
a, on
and
a
your phone's bigger than my phone. But,
oh, baby.
But
almost too big, I would
even,
say.
Even so, it's like I don't...
Enormous.
It is shifting your attention in a way that I don't think is actually intuitive. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
And I didn't try it, so
it's,
I can't
man,
say.
What Nintendo needs and I don't think has is like that fucking like Donald Glover in The Martian type person who's like in a low level and goes like, ah, I have this fucking crazy idea. I've got the fix for it.
But also, yeah, like you just go A to B to C to D to E and that's how you do it, guys. Let's just do that.
Well, but they don't have that sort of vision or direction, it seems like, at the moment.
I hate to say it because it was very sad when he passed away, but Iwata...
Yeah.
Maybe passing away, maybe it's like someone new coming in. This is kind of a bit of it. Maybe this is the start of a new.
You need
beginning.
A shake
Who
up
knows?
From time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we got to say, when they put the press conference out or whatever, we've talked about it so much. We've got to do a live reaction or something.
Yeah.
Like we've got to get in here and we've got to be hot off the presses with this because we've been throwing around theories and hot takes and stuff for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to make sure
we could like stream it to YouTube or something. Like the actual literal production of it is.
I reckon
we watch it
live in the room. We talk about it as it's going on.
And then,
then we chat for a bit, and then we just upload it straight away.
That's what I reckon we do.
It'll probably be on at like 2 a.m. or something our time.
You got to hit the bloody Filthy Casuals alarm. We slide down the fireman poles.
Get our dicks.
Yeah.
Then we pick up these microphones.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I think, we got to do an emergency record. Yeah.
So in terms of playing stuff, I've just been playing a bit more Ratchet and Clank. You watched me play a bit of it last night.
Looks fun. Looks like
it looks cool. It's still fun. It's the thing about it, I didn't really get to go into the mechanics last week, but it's basically everything that you smash or every enemy that you kill gives you bolts, and then you use those bolts to buy and upgrade weapons. Mm-hmm. And it's I've never cared about upgrading weapons and stuff in games, but I'm loving it in this.
Yeah,
because they're real silly weapons and stuff, aren't they? So
they're all cool. There's a pixelizer gun. There's a little dude who is your little offsider who takes people out for you. They're all very varied, and it's genuinely exciting getting a new one and seeing how it changes you. And some of them you get and then you just don't use because they're not to your taste. But then some you get and you go, wow, this is my new default.
That's like weapons in real life. I find that.
True,
with
how many guns
weapons.
Do you own?
I don't have many guns. I'm not a real gun guy. I'm more into katanas. I have a lot of katanas hanging on my wall and my watermelon.
Have I shown you guys my nunchucks? it's such a cool thing where I find sometimes like in games, big, huge, like waves of enemies, I'm a little bit like, God. But in this, you love it because you know it's going to mean... heaps of bolts at the end, which is just going to get you closer to that new gun.
Yeah.
That you can see a preview of what you can, like, save up to get.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. The effect of, like, just wiping out enemies, all these, like, bolts going into you looks really cool.
Is that like Lego, the Lego games?
It's kind of. It's really cool, really satisfying.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it a great deal.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
Fun.
You know those fucking Lego games? I just reminded myself of Lego games. Can we talk about them for a fucking second? Did you ever play any of the Lego games that came out in the 90s?
Oh, fuck yeah, I did.
So some of them were fucking sick.
Yeah, I got used to get the PlayStation demo discs.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would have played them on that, yeah.
And like Rock Raiders, and they had that Lego Races. Yeah. They had Lego Island.
I played the racing one.
It was all these different like genres of things. There was this game Alpha Team that was like a puzzle thing.
Mm-hmm.
They were all...
That's right. The racing one was like a Mario Kart knockoff.
Totally.
It was really fun.
And they were all super different from each other, all pretty well made. And it sucks these
They're
days.
They're all licensed.
They're all these bullshit fucking terrible platformers.
Ben Russell got me. It's here somewhere on Wii U, DC, both like you're in a panto, just looked all around the room. Marvel, DC, Superheroes 2.
The Lego one.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Man, it's bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ben.
They're real flatly made and like just real. I've only played the ones that came out on like the original Xbox or something.
I tried to give it a go to talk about on this and I lasted 15 minutes. I went,
There was, I think, a Steam sale with a few of them and I got like the Lord of the Rings one or something. Yeah. It's just not fun.
I think the first one people really liked.
Yeah. Maybe Star Wars,
was
right?
Was it?
Or Black, was People love the Batman.
I think it was Batman.
No, Star Wars was the first of these new type of Lego ones in like 2005.
And people were like, hey, this is real cool.
Yeah.
And well, I hear good things the about the Dimensions one point. With the playsets.
And it was a new thing.
Yeah. And it was, it is, you're just playing through the movies, right?
Yeah, basically. It's like a cartoon version of, And yeah, they're just boring. Anyway, sorry, what were you going to say?
I've been playing Game Dev Tycoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You guys played that?
No.
It's kind of like a very...
Wait, was it a mobile game at any point?
It might have been, yeah. It's very simple. It's like you start off in a... It's just like a 2D, like isometric thing, like a... Looks like a theme hospital kind of view.
Yeah.
It starts off, you're in a garage, you have a computer, and you basically like click on anywhere on the screen, and you can do develop new game.
Drink 18 coffees.
Yeah. And then
sit
it's
on
like,
Steam, wait for people to talk to you.
That is... There's nothing wrong with that. Don't judge me. But you'll like pick a topic of game, a kind of game, like a genre. So it'd be like a romance adventure game on like the G64 or like the PC or whatever.
Yeah. Right. I have played this.
So it's like sliders of like how much time you want to put into like world design, sound, graphics, like a few stages.
Oh, yeah. And like what you have budget and it's like how much money you assign to each certain
And it can
department.
Be like a text-based game or 2D in the early days. You choose all these kind of things. You hope you... It's basically like if you get the balance right of like time put into graphics and story and all that kind of stuff and then you like go do game... And then it's like you wait a bit and then it goes like, your game's out. It's been released. Here are the reviews. And then you get reviews and then you sell a certain amount of units. It's very simple stuff. But
And then you get more money in from that to make your next.
And you get fans. So the next time maybe you get sales even if your game's not good because you have fans from the last game. All that kind of stuff. Goes to the generations of consoles and then PC development and stuff. It's pretty simple. It's like it's a good time waster. It's a good listen to a podcast and like...
Yeah.
And also,
I
like,
never
just
can quite get those games
names.
Where I just go, all I'm doing is just clicking stuff.
Yeah.
And there's like a formula to this.
There's there's one called Middle Manager of Justice, which is you're managing a team of superheroes.
Right.
And I really liked that when I played it.
Is that a Double Fine game or am I thinking of something else?
It might be actually. Yeah. I think it might be.
There's one at the moment called, I think, Adventure Capital or something.
Right.
I think it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
It's
like there's a lot of those sort of type of things which ultimately are just watching numbers go up.
But
you know, that can be fun.
Yeah, by the way, have you played Grim Fandango?
Not yet, no.
Right. I downloaded it. It was like $10 or something on PS. I've just remembered I got it 3 weeks ago and haven't even opened it yet.
Yeah. I got it on Steam, like 3 weeks ago. I haven't played it yet.
This is the problem with these things. I'm turning into you banking up stuff. And
man.
You just feel like such a piece of shit.
Yeah.
First world problems.
Well, and I've been playing Rocket League. I got Rocket League on PlayStation and on Steam because it was like $10 on Steam.
Yeah.
And I've got so many more like friends on Steam.
Hoops. I think Hoops is out.
I think Hoops might be out,
I'm turning it
on. Oh, really?
I'm doing this. I'm downloading it live on the show.
So, yeah.
Tommy's getting up.
He's getting up. He's leaving. No. So I've been playing Rocket League on Steam. Plugging my PlayStation controller into the PC. It's so much fun.
It's fucking great. I've been finding a little bit of network problems.
Me too.
And I don't know if that's just because we live in Australia and it fucking sucks to live here.
And like even like up in the hills, it's normally fine.
Man, there's so much fucking racism in this country. No, it's just the internet. You know we have the 67th best internet in the world?
Really?
That's where we're at.
Fuck. But it'll get to like 7 p.m. and then like everyone in the area is like using the internet.
Yeah.
And it just slows down a little bit too much.
Well, and then if it's not that peak time, you're playing with people in America.
Yeah.
And then it's even worse.
Yeah.
So it's tough to...
We got to all play together one day.
Yeah. Yeah, there's three of us. And three is a good number. It's fucking great. And you can play cross-play with all the different...
How would I find it? This is great listening.
Go to the store.
You just have to go to Rocket League, don't you? I think if you open Rocket League...
Oh, yeah, they might have the DLC pop up.
Yeah. They have the store there.
Yeah.
How good's the... And by good, I mean terrible. The fucking... The menu, the weird trance
music. The music is
so awful.
Bad.
The fucking shithouse seer, like.
So bad.
Won't let you go.
Here's what I've been doing, which I think goes back to what I was saying before about the, you know, can a system survive with not being a big media hub, which, you know, fucking Nintendo don't seem to get. You go up, getting a bit of Spotify going, having that running in the background while you're playing Rocket League.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I guess
bliss.
I could do that on my old computer. Yeah, just go up to.
It's
maybe.
Up. Oh, my God.
So I didn't watch the trailer or anything for this Hoops pack.
Oh, is it just... Do I just have it now? Wait.
I think it's free, isn't it? I think that was the whole point.
Yeah, I think it is. It just on there?
Play, now available to all players for free.
So, hang on. Season.
You might have to update.
It'll be play online. Oh, you're just going to do
game
it.
Game mode. Snow day. Hoops. Hey! What's snow day? So is that new as well?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think
hoops.
So.
Hoops.
It's probably a Christmas thing or something.
Dunk house.
Okay. Wow, this is...
So this how is this going to work? I didn't watch the trailer or anything.
You're about to find out.
Does the ball just constantly bounce?
Someone get a pic of how I'm having to sit in order to do this.
Well, someone's going to have to do it.
All right.
Do you want me to come over there and hold the mic up?
Nah.
All right.
Because I know what that's code for. All right, here we go.
So the ball's always bouncing.
No, but it's like... Oh yeah, so the physics of the ball are a little different.
You can do that anyway in the soccer version.
Oh, but you've got to knock it up.
You've got to knock it up.
Yeah, so it's just into like the net.
There's a bucket now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that you can just drive right through. It's transparent.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
well,
you just have to bounce the ball up.
This is the most video gamesy.
No,
that's your goal as well.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I'm not on. Oh wait, no, I am on ball cam.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is cool. Like, I haven't played this, like, a ton yet, but this is already...
You know what's crazy to me about Rocket League is that, you know, the camera's always focused on the ball, and so your car is at a bunch of different angles all the time.
Yeah.
I've never felt like I'm unsure of what direction my car is pointing in.
It very rarely happens to me,
and I'm not quite sure how they've managed to do that. I guess it's just because the controls are responsive or something.
What do you mean? I don't get what you mean.
Like, I never get lost as to how my car's oriented, even though...
Even though you have ball cam on, or...?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just impressive. I don't know.
How would you play without it on is what I would find it...
Well, you can turn it off.
You've got to switch between the two.
No, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I mean, well, I would find it extremely hard.
If you switch just to try it out, if you press triangle,
yeah,
it's got that little arrow pointing to where the ball is.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's just to get an aim on it.
Totally.
The camera's locked to the back of your car.
Yeah.
And it moves a little too quick that way. But there you go.
Shit.
But that's your goal, yeah.
Yeah.
So the net... The ramp leading up into the net, it's just basically this kind of like rectangle that covers the goal space.
Yeah.
So the goal is just kind of tilted. It's a ramp that you can drive up and through.
Yeah.
But the ball has to go up over it.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool.
Mm.
It feels like it's changed the dynamic quite a lot for just being a pretty simple...
Oh, fuck. Oh. This is probably like listening to like football on the radio, but with a bunch of commentators who don't know how to comment. So bloody James Brayshaw there.
Oh,
got
him. He's all right.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Now,
Tim Lane, he's a terrible commentator.
This new TV I got, right, there's a button on the remote that just has the word football written above it.
Oh, yes, Dassalo scored.
Man,
that's the first time that's been said in this room.
Look at this replay. Fucking get up there.
That's a very good shot.
Yeah, that is good.
Boom. So good.
Yeah, what's your football button do?
I don't know yet. I haven't pressed it.
You haven't pressed it?
Because I haven't...
Just press it.
No, because I haven't been at home when there's been football on yet. So I think I want to...
And scared about what will happen if you push
you press it
and it's not on.
Yeah. Well, no, I just want
to... Maybe a game of football will just start.
Yeah.
All the players go, fucking Noxie's pressed that button again. All right.
They got to slide down the fireman.
Put the cocaine away.
This should be the podcast every week, by the way, guys. You talk about footy. I play a game. I just chip in every now and then and just start yelling when I do something good on the screen that none of the listeners can see.
This will be a good bloody visual joke for the podcast listeners.
People love it.
Oh,
that was bad.
I'm not very good at this. I'm just going to put this down to not being able to properly concentrate.
There's a feeling when you're playing Rocket League, when you start to understand, like, oh, I should hang back for a while here while those guys do that. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
And
oh,
it's
man.
Very frustrating when everyone hangs back because there's no communication.
Yeah.
And they just kick a goal.
Yeah. Are you guys, what are you doing tonight?
Are you jerking my little dick?
Let's play online tonight. Let's
I've
do
got
it.
A comedy night to go to.
Oh, God. All right.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Sorry. Sorry, boys.
Hey, I think we should wrap it up there. We're done.
Yep.
I mean, we've peaked. I mean, that was, what a moment where we realised that Hoops was out.
Yeah.
And then I just went and played it.
Yeah.
I mean, my God. So, guys, thanks for listening. Send us... Yeah, we're going to start doing more reading stuff out up the top.
Yep.
Interact with us. Get on the Steam community. Tweet us at FilthyCazPod.
Yep.
Email us
filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com. Haven't got a lot of emails lately.
Okay.
So send some in and we'll read
them. Send some through. I'm going to think about worst games.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I feel like we've been asked that before and I can never remember.
I think we have and we've never prepared for it.
Actually quite enjoy going through and playing some deliberately bad games. I know that's the thing that people on the internet do quite often. But hey, we're on the internet too. And who are we to break tradition?
Yeah, we're a regular PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Is that what he does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Guys, thanks heaps for listening. We'll catch you next time. And as we always say here at the end of Filthy Casuals...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.